Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Andy LaPointe with the Lifestyle and Entrepreneur Show on the Talking with Heroes Network. I would like to thank everyone for listening in this evening, as well as I would like to thank all of our men and women for serving across the globe and protecting our country. Tonight, we have a very exciting guest, Gloria Spielman. And the nice thing about Gloria, she has some great information that she's going to share, and she is the coach for the Entrepreneurs Source. Hi, Gloria. Thank you for being on the show this evening. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. I know you have a lot of great information, and that's why we ask you on the show, so we can help our active and retired veterans, as well as military spouses. And if you don't mind, how about if you could you share, tell us a little bit about yourself, so our listeners can hear about yourself, as well as the Entrepreneur Source.
Sure, Andy. I'd be happy to. And thanks for having me on so I can share this. I do have a lot of information, and I think a lot of my story will parallel with many of your listeners. I'm a franchisee with the Entrepreneur Source, a business and franchise coaching and placement group. I coach clients who want to explore and learn about executive ownership and franchises. I'm a one-stop resource, an all-intelligence resource, and I'm backed by a 32-year company that places hundreds of clients as executive owners in franchises and small business each year. They're not all franchises. Some of them are non-franchise small businesses. Just depends on what our clients want to look at. Our coaching system isn't sales at all. It's very different from basic brokers, where we walk through the process with our clients. We identify their personal goals, their needs, their expectations of business ownership, and I provide education, feedback, information, and connections for my clients so they can make informed and wise steps towards their personal goals. Basically, a streamlined and otherwise chaotic and confusing, fragmented process.
Well, and you mentioned coaching. I mean, coaching is certainly a fantastic leverage opportunity to leverage on your expertise and your contacts for a franchisee. But how did you become a franchisee yourself within the organization of the Entrepreneur Source?
I kind of came in the back door a really roundabout way, actually. I didn't set out at all to become a franchisee. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 25 years. So all those 25 years, I'd known all along that eventually I would have to learn some new skills. When my husband and I became empty nesters, like so many other stay-at-home moms, I'd either have to take an office or clerical job, which I wasn't thrilled about, or invest in re-education, go back to college and invest $50,000 or $80,000 with no guarantee of a job afterwards. So I knew at some point I'd have to learn some new skills. I just didn't know which direction to go. I'd had a few part-time jobs in offices, and I hated them. When I actively started looking for a full-time entry-level job, my master's degree and years of volunteering and my connections didn't get me anywhere. The online applications I filled out were silly and irrelevant, and the questions were almost insulting, like, do you have 2 years of filing experience, or do you have 2 to 5 years of experience answering phones? And in one interview, a HR woman actually said to me, I don't want to treat you like you've just fallen off the turnip truck. I just don't know where you'd fit in. And that was sort of the low point for me. And I knew that I did not want that, because my skills did not translate into hard corporate skills. I just didn't have the right kind of work history that they understood. And I'd been running a family for so long. I wanted my independence. I didn't want to be tied to someone else's schedule or somebody else's errand girl. My husband was living a kind of parallel life. He'd been with Fortune 500 companies for 32 years as an electrical engineer, a designer, a change agent, a VP of design. He loved his work, traveled the world. He managed millions of dollars for companies that he worked for, dealt with impossibly difficult people every day, and made a lot of money, but he got downsized anyway, twice. And he realized that he really didn't want to go back into the corporate life. And so my husband went through the whole battered career syndrome of being downsized, replaced by less experienced, cheaper, younger labor, age discrimination, and the HR ADC that's out there. And he decided to go through the Entrepreneur Source process. And he found a good match for himself, and I just tagged along for the training. I was extremely skeptical, didn't like it, but once we explored the opportunities together and we spoke to actual franchisees, I saw the benefits, and I started to see that it was really a good fit for me. And the biggest factor that got me excited about being a franchisee was that my work makes a positive difference in the lives of all sorts of transitioning people, veterans included, and I'm directly contributing to the economy of our country, which is what franchise owners do. Small businesses represent 99.7% of all employers, 99.7, and they pay 44% of the U.S. private payroll. They create more than 50% of the gross domestic product. When I heard those statistics, I realized I could be part of something much bigger than myself and contribute to the positive movements of job creation in our country, which is what we need. So this franchise was an excellent fit for me because I found my why. I found why I was doing what I was doing, and I was excited about it. Hello?
Oh, Gloria?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything, can you hear me?
Yeah. What happened?
All right. But I don't know. Blame it on technology. Technology is supposed to help, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted to specifically invite you on the show this evening, is because I'm a firm believer in franchisee, the franchisor relationship. I had several uncles who made, you know, very good money, but more importantly, they had a very good lifestyle that they created for themselves and their families, that actually they were one of the first franchisees for one of the top pizza chains in the nation. They actually helped build out a specific pizza store chain that started here in Michigan to Maine, Iowa, California, a number of states across the U.S. And again, I did have several uncles, so I kind of grew up working in their pizza stores and understanding, you know, being a 13, 14-year-old, I really didn't understand the franchisee-franchisor relationship. But more importantly, is I saw the system that was in place that my cousins and my uncles followed specifically step by step by step for, and you're exactly right, a lot of folks that want to step into a self-employment opportunity, the franchise opportunity isn't stepping into something that may or may not have a guidebook, because with a guidebook and a franchisee system, the guidebook does offer you a step-by-step approach. And could you share a little bit more about the benefits of being a franchisee, you know, the step-by-the-system that's in place where they're not making mistakes, they're not basically spending money where it shouldn't be spent, because that's what the franchisor does.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. One of the great things about franchising is you don't have to wear all the hats, and you are also stepping into a system that has been tried, usually for years. The mistakes have been made on their dime. You're not making those mistakes and absorbing a loss, but you are following a system that the franchisor knows works. And you go to training. They teach you step by step what to do from beginning to end and how to be successful. And along with that, you're also getting support from all the other franchisees that are in that same franchise. So you can call the person in the next zip code or the next territory, and you can share ideas. You can help each other solve problems. With some of them, you even share work. If you're overworked, they can help you with some of that. You've got the website that's already designed, the technology that's all designed. They're doing the marketing for you, and they're giving you ideas on how to improve and grow your business all the time. Those are the things that you don't get if you do business on your own. When you're on your own for business, you're wearing all the hats. you gotta pay for and create that website. You have to figure out the payroll. You have to figure out and how to fix a problem with no help from anyone else. If something goes wrong, you could be shut down for days. But with a franchise, if you got a problem, you call up headquarters. You call up the next door franchisee. You got people on it right away helping you through that.
Well, and that's exactly right. Again, I saw that from being, you know, 13, 14 years old, working in the pizza stores where they did have trainers that come in. They did train us on how to basically make pizzas because it was a proven system, number one. And then more importantly, number two, being in the environment with my cousins and my uncles actually running the pizza store, I was fortunate enough to be around though, you know, my uncle and my cousins as the franchisor representatives came in, and being a family member, I was able to tag along. So I fully understand and I believe in the franchisee-franchisor relationship just because of the system of allowing, number one, the franchisee to learn what's been what to do over the past 5-10 years from what, and more importantly what not to do and what not to waste money. So let me ask you a question. You also mentioned coaching. So from how does the coaching aspect fit into helping an individual select the right franchise for their backgrounds, their skills, and their interests? Because I know I did. I looked at the website and learned a lot about the opportunities, but if you could share about the coaching, number one, and then the different types of opportunities that are available with your coaching system as well.
Sure. Coaching, when I start with somebody in coaching, I start with their work history and their background, but it's not like a job interview. I learn where they're coming from, and then through questionnaires and tests, and different tools, my client and I identify what their personal goals are and what their needs are, what their concerns about business ownership are, what their strengths, their dreams are. I provide educational tools. We have free classes, and I provide information regarding franchises, what they are, how they work, the different kinds of models. And then I usually, together, we identify 3 to 5 franchises that seem to be good fits. And then I present my clients as qualified, educated, and prepared candidates to hand-picked, agreed-upon franchises. And they start exploring specific franchises with a developer. And then I let them run free. They ask all the questions they need to ask. If they're not getting the answers that they need, I make sure that they get those answers. And along parallel with that is that I help them find funding if they need it and go through the validation process.
Well, and that's the one of the biggest hurdles for becoming a franchisee is, number one, the funding process, because you can start a small business on your own, I mean, which I have done, and the startup process is very, very low compared to a franchise investment. But also the risk is very, very high because, again, as you mentioned, you are learning what mistakes to make after you make them so you don't make them again. But more importantly is the investment to a franchise opportunity. I mean, that is a big hurdle for a lot of folks. So how is that addressed, number one? You know, specifically, because I know folks listening to our conversation are say, okay, you know what, I would like to, I'm interested in, you know, a pizzeria, for example, but I've looked into it before. Maybe the initial investment is a net worth of $250,000 or $500,000 with initial upfront investment of, you know, $150,000 liquid cash. I mean, how does that all factor in with your coaching process? Because that's going to be the biggest issue. How do I get over that first hurdle so I can enter the system of being a franchisee?
That's one of the hurdles. I don't know if it's the first hurdle. A lot of times I talk to people who say, well, I want a donut shop or I want a pizza shop, but I don't have the money. How do I get that? And I need to back them up, and I need to really get them to think about what kind of lifestyle do they want. And what is a running a pizza place? What is that lifestyle? What a donut place? What is that lifestyle? And what with the resources that you do have, what would fit your goals? When we get to the point of looking for funding, the Entrepreneur Source has about 18, 20 different funding firms that we work with, and those firms know SBA loans like the back of their hand. They know how to wiggle around and find the right combination of funding and financing for you. I'm not a financing person, but I do know people who are excellent at it. And so usually what I recommend is that people take their what they have and plan on leveraging that money, talking to somebody who understands SBAs and loans and 401ks and, you know, that kind of thing, and figure out a way to leverage the money that they have and see then what will fit into their goals and needs. Not everything is $250,000. There are some that start at $20,000, and you can inject a little bit of money for a loan and work that way. And many people start out with a smaller franchise and graduate up. You're building equity in one franchise, and you sell that one, and then you move into something else. So you don't have to start with a pizza place, and no, not everybody wants a pizza place.
Right. And that's a great point, because you're exactly right. It's truthfully, when you start a small business or when you have a franchise, number one, it's doing what you love, which is absolutely fantastic, but also a big component about doing what you love is the lifestyle aspect, and that was a great point that you made, where first and foremost, lifestyle comes first, and I'm a firm believer, and the listeners of this show know that a lifestyle entrepreneur is someone who first designs the lifestyle that they want for themselves and their family, and then they create a stream of income or multiple streams of income to support that lifestyle, no matter what that lifestyle is. So, no, I'm a firm believer in creating that lifestyle first, and then also starting a business or starting a becoming a franchisee of an organization, and then of course build that equity and then leverage up, and then you can coach our listeners through doing that, again defining that lifestyle and then taking that first step and then of course building the equity. Matter of fact, it's a good point, because I had a friend of mine who was actually a franchisee for a plumbing company, and he had a franchise opportunity here in Michigan, and then he bought another franchise in West Virginia. He ran the West Virginia franchise for probably about a year and a half. He built up the West Virginia franchise, and he sold both franchises to a current franchisee who wanted to expand, and he did cash out, and he took that equity and actually went into another franchise. So that's a great example, as you mentioned, of leveraging up your equity.
Sure, absolutely, and there are lots of people who they enter the franchise world and they just can't get enough of it, and you know they start with one, they get another, and that kind of thing. But they start small. They start small, and some of them have started very young, too. So it's not unreachable, and it's unfortunately most people think that when they think about franchising, they have it in their head that it's something that's in a strip mall, that's a brick and mortar, that it's a big, giant deal that only the rich can afford to do, and it's simply not true. There are most franchises, 70% of franchises are ones that you don't see, and in fact, with the Entrepreneur Source, 95% of their clients who place in a franchise place in something they didn't know existed or that they would never have considered for themselves, and it's because they went through that coaching process. Also, the people who go through this process of exploration and identifying their personal goals, the lifestyle that they want, what fits their family, and what suits them, when they go through that process, our candidates are 9 times more likely to become executive owners of a franchise, because franchises are awarded, they're not purchased. And if you just go on the internet and poke around and look for information and then put your name into a franchise, you know, as a candidate, they are not going to take you seriously. But when you come to the friend, through the entrepreneur source, when you come to a coach like myself, we prepare you so that you know what a franchise is, you know what's involved, you know what you want, and you go specifically to the franchises that suit your needs. So the ones that come from the entrepreneur source, the ones that come through coaching, get to the front of the line with these franchisors. They understand that our clients are ready and they're knowledgeable.
Well, and that's a great point, because I mean, our veterans listening, active or retired or military spouses, I mean, they have some outstanding skills, some of the best skill sets in the world. And how does that translate into civilian language as they go through your coaching course and then work with a franchisor? How does their skills that they've learned that no one else out there has learned, unless they've served in the military, those specific skills, how does that translate into the civilian world as they move from the military expertise that they have to the civilian world?
Sure. Well, veterans come with some clearly defined strengths, and oftentimes it's hard to translate them. But the U.S. Small Business Administration said the best indicator for business ownership success is military training and experience. He said entrepreneurs are the warriors of the business world, and what all that veterans really need is the language, because veterans are the best business owners and the greatest to work with, because they've been spending years immersed in utilizing a powerful skill set. And words like discipline, resourcefulness, leadership skills, problem solving, ability to follow a plan or a system, striving through to the finish, accomplishing difficult goals, they're mission-focused, resourceful, resilient, experienced leaders under pressure. They have the ability to inspire others. They know how to drive an agenda. They have managed millions of dollars worth of equipment, worked within a budget. They've managed personnel. Those are just a few of the basic skills that veterans transition back into civilian life with already. So they're perfect for business ownership.
And then with those skill sets, I mean, being self-employed or being a franchisee isn't right for everyone. But what do you do with those individuals who don't place, and how do you work with those individuals after they go through the process, or how do you help them to decide to proceed forward to the next step, or maybe look in a different direction if that's what you do from working together with that individual?
The truth is I work with and I help hundreds of clients a year, and I'm compensated for dozens. So I look at it this way. The worst that can happen for my clients by going through my process is they learn that the business ownership model is not for them. They've got clarity, and they know what they do and don't want, and they know why, which is huge. That will also help them if they decide to look for a job, when they start looking for the attributes of a company that suits them. So they know what they do want, they know what they don't want. It's those anchors that you've talked about, Andy, before on your show. What are the non-negotiables? They'll know those. But they, in the process, they've learned a boatload about franchising and met some very interesting business owners. And the best that can happen is that they find a new path for themselves. I get a little disappointed, sure, because I've been working with these people and I know them and I care about them. And some people, they just say, Gloria, franchising isn't for me. And we come to that agreement together, and we both know why. But there are some who just won't want to go through the process, and they're thinking, I just want a job and I want that security. But really, there's not much security anymore in the new economy. They're working for someone else, and they know when they go that they could walk through the door and they could get downsized or fired anytime they go in. According to several studies, and according to Kevin Mellon, from Broken Markets, who says, what's coming is a world in which most workers will be, in effect, contractors or temps, and self-employment will become the norm. So a lot of the people I work with, they either say, I don't want to go through the process, or they go halfway through the process, and they just get that little taste of So that's what it's like to own my own. And that little grain of sand can stick with them. And it can bug them, you know. And they might come back and they might say, I want to finish the process and I want to see what might be a good fit for them. But at the very worst, they learn a lot about themselves. They learn a lot about franchises, and they know exactly what they do and don't want.
Well, and most importantly, is they're going through the process and then taking that first step where, number one, you're helping them to determine the lifestyle that they want for themselves and their family. It could be self-employment or it could be working in a corporate world, but either way, it seems like taking that first step, reaching out to you, having that initial phone call and see where it goes, it seems like a win-win situation just to get on that path and say, okay, what is available to me either from a corporate opportunity or from a self-employment opportunity franchisee, and you can help our listeners with that, right?
Absolutely.
And then, well, let me ask you a question. So there's a lot of franchises opportunities in the, you know, available today. What are some hot franchises, number first part of the question? Then the second part of the question is, what franchises do you represent in your coaching?
Yeah, and those are kind of trick questions because
well, that's why I asked them.
It's kind of people ask me that. They ask me what's a hot one or what's the weirdest one you've heard of, you know, and it really depends because there are over 4,000 franchises in the United States. Not all franchises are created equal, and not every franchise is a good fit for everyone. So depending on your skill set, your goals and your needs, those are your physical capabilities, your funding ability, the geographic location you want to settle in. These are all factors that play into what's the hottest franchise for you. I've never shown two clients the same set of franchises ever, and what I think sounds like a good fit for me might be the worst fit for my client. Some franchises are growing rapidly and are considered sexy, and that's hot for somebody, and others are stable, dependable, reliable, known brand franchises, been around for 30 years, and that's hot for somebody else. You have to go in with your eyes wide open. The franchise that's been around for 2 years might be perfect for the person who likes new ideas and wants to be the first one to, you know, first one in their state to have it and get on the ground floor. That might really be too scary for somebody else. And one that's been around for 30 years might be exactly what somebody's comfortable with and might be boring for the next guy. So it depends. It really depends on who you are, what your family needs, what you are good at, what you thrive in. Because we're not working on building up your weaknesses. We want to find what are your strengths and let's leverage those. Right.
Well, and that's where your coaching process would come into place. And then, so what franchises do you represent within your umbrella or platform? And again, you don't have to go through all of them, but what franchises do you represent in your coaching process?
Well, I represent my clients, and I have relationships with about 200 franchises, and mainly they're different business models. Everyone has a different bent. There are fast food models. There are specialty food models. But food is only about 10% of the ones that we represent. There's also home-based ones. They range from tutoring to elder care to pet care to taxes to painting to bars. I mean, it just goes on and on. Just about anything that you're looking for, we can find a fit for you. The franchises that the Entrepreneur Source works with are ones that are interested in growing. They may have been around for 4 years. They may have been around for 40 years, but they're all ones that are interested in growing, and they are actively looking for executive owners, and they are actively looking for good fits. So they are not looking for someone who wants to buy themselves a job, and they're not looking for someone who just wants to throw money at a problem. They're looking for someone who will join their team and become passionate about what they do and want to be successful. So it's a matching. It really is a matching process. Do you fit with their culture, and do they fit with who you are?
And those are some great points, because what a lot of folks, when they leave the corporate world or they have different experiences, for example, and they become a franchisee or a small business owner, what they're basically doing is they're swapping a paycheck from ABC Corporation to a paycheck from their self-employment business or their franchise opportunity without taking the lifestyle in mind. And most importantly, you made some great points, because it's about the lifestyle. And again, with the broad aspects of interest, it seems like, number one, the interest of the of our veterans is first and foremost, but also you have to factor in a couple other pieces, which is lifestyle number one, location number two, and finally number three, where do they envision themselves in 5 or 10 years? Is it, for example, an exit strategy where they may want to sell out to another franchisee? And that's why I wanted to invite you on the show this evening, Gloria, is because with your coaching process, it seems the first step would be to reach out to you and have some of the answers, have some of the questions answered through your expertise. So let me ask you a question. I know we're getting to the end of our show this evening. So folks listening, how do they get in touch with you? Because I'm a firm believer in the franchisee, franchisor system, as I mentioned with earlier in the show, with the system in place, number one. Number two, you're not making mistakes the first time making it. Other people have made it, so you're not wasting your money making those same mistakes. Yeah. So reaching out to Gloria, I would highly recommend it. So let me ask you, what would be the first step to getting in touch with you from our listeners?
I've created a special email account for veterans. If they want to get a hold of me, they can go to gfranchisecoach@gmail.com. That's the letter G, as in Gloria, franchisecoach@gmail.com. And my phone number is 630-779-1573. That's 630-779-1573. You can call me or text me or email me at gfranchisecoach@gmail.com. And I'm happy to talk to you for 10, 15 minutes just as a get to know you and see if we want to work together.
Fantastic. And as we start to wrap up the show this evening, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners, Gloria?
I don't think I got to tell you that my services are free, so there's no worries there. And I am delighted to help veterans. I've placed a veteran. I'm working with two veterans now, and I have just some fun stories about how great they're to work with. They're super business owners, and I'm just excited. I'm just excited to see some of these people that are coming back into civilian life get a really good start on their future.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much, Gloria Spielman, who is a coach for the Entrepreneurs Source. And thank you, everyone, for listening this evening. And also, next Tuesday, we do have our first show on how to start a small business, which kind of goes right in line with this theme this evening. And as I mentioned before, we're going to have a complete step-by-step guide that you can download after the show. So on questions that you can ask yourself, your family, but most importantly, how to build that business plan for self-employment, a franchisee opportunity. And again, that's this coming Tuesday on the Lifestyle and Entrepreneur Show. And again, thank you, Gloria Spielman. I really appreciate you having me on your show tonight. Thank you for all of our listeners. And most importantly, thank you to our men and women who are serving all across the globe. And God bless America. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.